Leading through opposition, Vladimir Lenin, a Russian revolutionary, said, "The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves." Today in modern politics, we see that, well, it's become nothing but circus of politics, or, you know, the dog and pony show from start to finish. And of course, it's all designed to divert one's attention away from the agenda that they are pushing forward. All of this, of course, is behind the contrived and fabricated diversions. Oh, P.S. They is the establishment that the American people are complaining about 24/7. While most people believe that the current president is being beat up by the media,
we have to fight the media.
One must remember that he is nothing more than a created underdog. If you look at this through a different lens, you will clearly see that he is being beat up, listen carefully, by those that he fails to prosecute.
Even the prospect of an actual nuclear war doesn't seem to bother Donald Trump.
The world is more interconnected than ever before, and it's becoming more connected every day. Building walls won't change that.
The CIA-controlled media is simply doing the exact opposite of what they are attacking him for. Just like this president is doing the opposite of what he promised to do. Let me give you a couple of examples. What Donald Trump says and what he does are two different stories. For example, from the prosecution of Hillary Clinton before becoming president.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation.
To the praise of Hillary Clinton after becoming the president of the United States.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. I mean that very sincerely.
In all that, within one moment. From the wall costing Mexico $4 billion to America paying $25 billion for the wall, only to be reimbursed by Mexico.
Let's say the wall costs $4 billion, $5 billion.
The wall is going to cost $6 or $7 billion.
Wall's probably $8
billion. It's going to cost $10
billion. The wall's going to cost $10 billion, maybe $12.
We're putting down $25 billion for the wall.
And who's going to pay for the wall?
From Planned Parenthood, does wonderful things, said Donald Trump.
But millions of women have been helped by Planned Parenthood.
To telling Americans that he would propose a bill to stop funding Planned Parenthood.
But we're not going to allow and we're not going to fund as long as you have the abortion going on at Planned Parenthood.
Well, on the other hand, through a $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that me and you have been left to pay for, he gave $51 million to the abortion industry on a global scale. Oh yeah, that $1.3 trillion bill also funds America's sworn enemies, both without and within, and interestingly enough, it was under the guise of national security. This current administration also acts out as an advocate for the Second Amendment.
You have an administration fighting to protect your Second Amendment, and we will protect your Second Amendment.
Yet, on the other hand, he agrees to the full implementation of the United Nations Gun Control Pact. Friends, the list goes on and on and on and on. Getting back to leading through opposition, and yet the media and their useful idiots are the ones promoting the fights and filling the seats, giving all of the fighters the attention needed to keep the American people glued to their television sets. It would do you well to remember that the state-controlled media gave the current administration all of the media coverage needed to be put into the White House. The deception is that the American people actually believed that these two fighters, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and any other candidate, when they set them one against another, are actually the picks of the people. When in fact, they are not at all. They are the establishment's pick, presented as America's only options. It is simply driving support to the current administration. communist style. The created enemies of the administration are, in fact, driving people to his support base to catapult the people in his favor, which makes it easier and furthers the agenda.
How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does this grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Do you mind if I just take you back for a moment? So we just finished up the Minnesota State Fair yesterday. 14 days, 3 hours, you know, hour and a half there, hour and a half back, 12 hours there. We did that for 12 days. We had a load up, we had an unload, so on and so forth. And one of the things that I forgot to share with the American people is that during the Minnesota State Fair, okay, this has never been like this before. I failed to tell you that during the duration of the Minnesota State Fair this last year, that they had armed militarized police the entire time. Now remember, this is the state where Tim Walz, appointed by the CIA, once again, along with Keith Ellison, appointed by the CIA, both from, one from Michigan, one from Nebraska, and others that are in said representative positions that are under, again, investigation. For what? Well, namely, let's just talk about Tim Walz, under 60 different investigations. For what? Treason. His ties to the Chinese communist in St. Paul, Minnesota. Okay, now the reason I'm bringing that up, friends, is because just so you all understand that these aren't good guys. These are communists, and everybody in the state will acknowledge them as communists. Well, guess what? Communists don't have a right or a privilege to be in office here in the United States of America. Now, I'm saying that going back to the police at the Minnesota State Fair. As a matter of fact, I even have it on my flight radar, and it's interesting that there was helicopters throughout the duration of the Minnesota State Fair where the state patrol were continuously circling certain areas of the Minnesota State Fair. Remember how I told you for years they're Europeanizing America? They want you to get used to a police state. They want you to believe that they're always there to protect you. And I'm not going after the cops in this particular situation, but I am saying that people should be paying attention to what's going on here concerning the militarization of the police. Now, when I was there, folks, they had, listen, not only did they have militarized police in numbers, okay, because of the new generation that's up and coming, because of all the illegal immigrants that they've treasonously allured into the state. You smell marijuana everywhere. Never remember none of that. But what I want to go back to is the fact that not only did they have helicopters
and militarized police in number over certain areas of the Minnesota State Fair. But they also had drones flying over the people in the populace at the Minnesota State Fair. Now, you would think that if government was actually doing their job and condemning the crimes of those that are guilty of committing the crime, you would think that they would deter the crime by teaching them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6, by showing the consequence of the crime if it's committed. No, that's not what's happening. These young people today are encouraged to commit the crimes. I mean, you guys do understand that there is a 74% recidivism rate. That means that they commit crime once they get out, they do it again, they do it again, they do it again, they do it again. 74% of all of those that are incarcerated, once they get out, they do it again. Who's teaching that? Who's teaching the younger generation to go ahead and do whatever they want to do without consequence? Why is it that we're seeing people that are committing the act of murder, young people, laughing in court at the families and the victims? Because there's no fear of consequence. Do you not understand that that's how you teach a society how to fear God? And when you hold to God's commandments and you hold to his judgments and you hold to his statutes, understand statutes are as to how the Lord has defined how you are to deal with each crime committed against his law. That's a statute. So for every crime that's being committed, state statute, according to God's word, we're supposed to enforce the law against those criminals. That's what deters the crime. And instead of that, the American people have now settled for a system of indulgence where they now make $64 billion. You pay for all that, by the way, off a system that's created to make slaves and slave labor off of those that commit the crimes. So who's making a profit from these crimes? More than the said government in these said correctional institutions. Nobody. Americans, you have the highest incarceration rate in the world. You went from being the light of the world to now you're the problem. You become a proverb. You become a byword. You become the laughing stock, a reproach to the rest of the nations because you have forgotten where you've come from. Do you think going back to the Minnesota State Fair that this is the kind of message that you want to send to anybody? But by the way, it should also kind of explain to all of us that pay attention as to why the numbers at the Minnesota State Fair are dropping in droves. This year alone, I've seen, folks, it was so easy to get up for the front of the gate and picking them up and dropping them off every single day without any hassle whatsoever. It used to be when I was a teenager and when I was in my 20s, friends, it used to be where the line was backed up literally 4 miles from a highway called 694 onto Snelling all the way to the front gate of the Minnesota State Fair. But because the numbers are lagging, guess what happens? The mainstream media, once again, gets into play. They go out there and they begin to promulgate another lie saying that record numbers were again, exhibited at the Minnesota State Fair when nothing could be further from the truth. Folks, you have to understand what's going on here in your country. They're militarizing your country. That's why they're creating this surveillance system, which is aimed at you, not at the illegals. That's why they're sweeping away your sovereignty with the use of ICE, and that's why they're not calling up the militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. If anybody and everybody would take the time to understand the history and understand why it is that our forefathers established the laws that they did, I'll tell you why. Because everything that they gave us, they equipped us, they gave us the knowledge and understanding of what we were not supposed to become, what we were not supposed to submit to, but in fact, what has happened is the American people are now taking the lead of corruption in the halls of government that are doing everything in their power to undo everything that our forefathers did in establishing canon law to keep us as a free people if obeyed through grace. Ephesians 2:8. That's what's going on in America. I wanted to tell you that because, friends, it's not just the airports. It's not just the train depots. It's not just the bus depots. It's the Minnesota State Fair. It's when you go into the malls now, they have, you know, they tell everybody you cannot carry your gun in here. This is a gun-free zone, which is another story within itself. 97% of all mass murders take place in gun-free zones. I say it's time for us to be the law and to enforce the law, because we see that the representatives are not doing their jobs anymore and keeping their roles. So we got a job to do, folks. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Got much to cover again today. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and beforeitsnews.com. Subscribe to those pages, and again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. There's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. President Buchanan, Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America, said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, and he was absolutely right. Read John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and again, you'll understand perfectly. Let me get you caught up really quick. I want to play some audio for you, video for you, so you can see what's going on again. This is brand new today, a tragic loss.
Okay. GAA Club pay tribute to champion winner and father of three after sudden passing. Again, they are the victims of the government, which told them to tell, you know, basically told them to take this for their good and direct disobedience to the word of God. Leviticus 17:11, 19:19, John 10:10, the list goes on. Here's another one. Here, I want to stop real quick. I keep saying people say or post on memes on social media platforms as to how they were forced to take it. No, they weren't forced to take anything. Matter of fact, a lot of the people that didn't allow the government to force them to unconstitutionally do anything to them are now suing the government. So let's get this right. Well, you say to yourself, Bradley, you have no idea. I work a federal job and I had to do this because if I didn't, wait a second. The government denied all of that. And the fact of the matter is really what it comes down to is a test. Do you serve the Lord or do you serve your job? Well, you say, well, I have to work. Absolutely. But have you taken the time to read the Constitution to see and understand that the federal government had no business whatsoever giving forth their unlawful criminal decrees, trying to tell you that you have to take a shot, only to find out after the said plandemic, Jeremiah 11:9, to go ahead and turn and say, we never forced anybody. So don't sit there and tell me about how you were forced to do anything. Matter of fact, when it came to the masks, when we would go in stores, they didn't force us, though they tried to through the use of fear. We said absolutely not. And what we did is did what we needed to do, just like we preached through the whole pandemic. And no, we did not bow the knee at any given step because they never had the constitutional authority to do it in the first place. And secondly, we had our friend Richard Mass from Liberty Council on the air with us telling everybody within the church and the conservatives, at least that's what they call themselves, right? Put that up against Matthew 5:13, to go ahead and keep doing what you're doing and do not bow the knee. Why? Because he was trying to tell you, if you have any issues, let us know. We will go after them for unlawfully trying to mandate what is not which is not constitutionally true or can't be substantiated in any sense of the word or enforced. Okay, just wanted to make clear. We all understand that, right? Here's another one. Dr. Gradlin Roy, a cardiac surgeon, passed away from a heart attack during hospital rounds. 39 years old. Just wanted to let you know, folks, this is going on every day. No, I'm not going to forget about it. No, I'm not going to just say, Bradley, get on to something new. Nope, I'm not going to get on to something new because you haven't dealt with that, which they've done already. When you put a stop to it and share with them that you're not going to tolerate their crimes, then we can go on from this point. But you better rest assured, just like I highlighted a couple days ago, we have the speaker for Donald Trump, the little parrot, out there saying that there's four new vaccines coming out with Donald Trump approving of them. Well, Donald's sitting there telling you that he saved millions of lives. The truth of the matter is over 30 million people are dead because of the shot. And you know what I just told you is true. Quit pretending with your enemies, people. It could cost you your life and your soul for not standing up against it. Here's another one for you. Breaking sad news just in as rugby star Shane Christie died at age 39 years old. Somebody said he was a freedom truth fighter made to take the juice against his wishes. Nonsense. Nonsense. What's going to happen, let's say in this particular case, or the NFL, or baseball, or hockey, what happens when the teams gather together and say, hey guys, we need to stand in unity, and we need to tell the owners we're not doing it? What's going to happen when the people stand up together in unity? See, they keep listening to the mainstream media that keeps dividing and conquering. And yet Jesus told you to beware of that in Mark 3:25. What happens? What happens when listen to me. What happens when the people, like in Bug's life, stand up together against Hopper? What happens? They lose all power. They lose all control. And that's what the righteous should be doing all day long in this country. But that's not what you see happening. You see them submitting to their idol, to who they fear. Okay, read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. They're bringing a curse upon themselves. Jeremiah 17:5. That's why all these people are dying. Because you keep taking heed to the deceiver. You know, that's why the bad guys know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth. It's because of who the people listen to. It's true. And to those that lie, I know you think you're going to get a pass. The false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lie shall perish. Proverbs 19:9. Also go over to Revelation 21. Start in verse 8 right there. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Hey, bad guys, forever. Let me say it again. Forever. Not just a moment. You know, read Luke 16 when you get a moment. See how it worked out for the rich guy that thought he was going to go ahead and get one over on top of the Lord, when in fact he didn't. He succumbed to all of it, didn't he? And then he made an appeal to the Lord after he was there, and then the Lord said it was too late. As a matter of fact, he said to the Lord, he said, you know what, if one rose from the dead, go to my brothers, go to their houses, they're going to listen. He said, no, they're not going to listen. You have Moses and the law and the prophets. If they don't listen to the law and the prophets, they won't listen to anybody that rose from the dead. Isn't that what it tells us? Exactly. Therefore, we better get back to the law as the schoolmaster, not the justifier, only the condemner. You know, like Augustine rightly said, he said the law detects, Romans 3:20, grace conquers. The law detects, moral law detects, grace conquers. Read Romans 7:7 when you get a moment as well. I want you to see this as well. We got Worcester State hockey player Evan Armit has passed away following a battle with melanoma. As a matter of fact, we just went to a funeral 2 weeks ago concerning somebody that died from melanoma. So again, what do you think all that's coming from, friends? I know the doctors are just so confounded, aren't they? They just don't have a clue as to what's going on. And you have the people just going along with them and allowing them to continuously push forward another agenda and another attack. And you can rest assured, friends, another one's coming. Rest assured, friends, Billy Gates, the one that you fail to hold accountable for his crimes, and I'm talking to the people in the world today, the one that everybody's got a problem with, this madman like Klaus Schwab and Anthony Fauci, you know who all the bad guys are, friends, but you let them go ahead and re-engage, and it's exactly what they're doing. I want to go back to 11/24 of April, and I want you to listen to this girl's story really quick concerning one of her friends, and I better get to it, so check this out.
He's not online. So somehow he didn't know what I was standing for and not forcing vaccinations on people. And he said, I said, did you get the vaccine? And he said, yeah, I got the vaccine and got the Pfizer. You know, I need to be ready if you ever need me to come overseas. I was like, Anthony, I didn't get it. And he was like, oh. And we joked around about it a little bit. And the next day, he passed away.
The next day.
So when people asked me if I would have done anything different, I would have screamed. I would have screamed so much louder.
I would have screamed so much louder. Screamed
everything
what?
Everything I was saying from lockdown. Masked vaccines, question everything.
Question
Do not
everything.
Allow these people to force this on you. Pay attention. I would have screamed it. So I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for what I said, for what I posted, for what I was standing for, what I was screaming for, or trying to scream for. Like, I'm not sorry. Sorry.
Little sweetie. Willing to stand up and do what the men are unwilling to do once again. That was from the Say Steel show. Hey, she said she would have screamed louder, folks. I've already done all my screaming. As a matter of fact, I get people mad at me for doing so. It's on them, not on me. I'm not going to bear their reproach. It's about you, your life, and your soul. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, guys, I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you. But if at any time you want to go ahead and give us a call, you can. Do stick to the topic. I want to show you two different pieces here, because what's happening, just like in other countries now, concerning the illegals that are being driven to the West, that's us. In Europe and other countries worldwide, they're demanding, the people are rising up and they're demanding the removal. They're not asking anymore. They already understand. They're demanding the removal of the illegal immigrants, namely the Muslims, okay, that are being used as a broom. Ask the Zionist friends. That's who's using them. They're using them to sweep away their opposition. Adolf Hitler did the same thing, folks. Nothing new under the sun here. But what's happening is people are getting to the point of saying, you know what, enough of the corruption in the courts, enough of the corrupt politicians. What we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take things into our own hands. Folks, they're losing credibility. by not bringing forth justice. That's what's happening. This is what happens when governments fail to enforce the laws that are in the book, and then they start to act arbitrarily. Not only do they endanger the populace, which is an injustice, read Proverbs 17:15, but the truth be told, it's also hazarding their own lives, because people are not going to put up with this. But I'm saying that for this reason, friends. I want you to check this first piece out concerning this reoccurring theme of the Epstein victim list in the client list, and how it's being spun off concerning the guilty as charged coming from the foxes in the chicken coop, who mean to stonewall the American people, because the American people already know as to who's on that Epstein list. There's only one reason the Epstein list, folks, is not being released to the people, is because then those that are controlling them or extorting them, not only politicians, but musicians and movies, and I'm talking about what they would call actors, they're all controlled. That's why they don't want to lose this Epstein list. Same thing with P. Diddy, because of all the names that are on there. Guess whose names are on there? The names that you know are on there. The names of the people that are trying to block it from being released. Now, I want to go ahead and show this to you the first time around. I know some people, you still believe Fox News, but you need to understand that they're controlled opposition, every one of them. And again, what should bother you is what they're not talking about. But I want to bring you over to this clown. He is an absolute clown. He is the epitome, like a Paul Ryan, an epitome, the embodiment of a Judas. He really seriously is. How anybody can take this guy serious, I have no idea. But listen to what he says here concerning the Epstein victims, and then I'm going to bring it over and show you how the people are taking it into their own hands, because they're sick and tired of what most people are putting up with concerning the corruption that's giving report as to, you know, playing the sympathy card without releasing the files.
2 hours with six of the Epstein victims, some of the bravest women I've ever met. They're very courageous. They shared their stories. Some of the ladies have shared their stories publicly before, but at least two of the women had never told their stories before. One for the very first time in the room. And so there were tears in the room. There was outrage. It was both, I would describe it as heartbreaking and infuriating.
Look at his countenance, friends, if you can.
Delayed,
he's
so
disingenuous.
Some of the women in the room.
He's a bad actor.
Began to be groomed by Epstein and his accomplices, Ghislaine Maxwell.
Epstein and his accomplices. I wonder who those could be. Here, let me go over here just to remind everybody, because I know that there's still people that have their fingers on their eyeballs, and they have their ears plugged. You know, they refuse to see the evil for what it is and who's responsible for it. I want to go over to Donald Trump's sexual allegations. And I just want you to see this, because you all do know. This is Wikipedia. They usually don't tell on their own. But what's interesting, folks, is 27 women are on that list. 27 women are on that list. I guess all 27 of them, at least those are the ones that are courageous enough to actually come forward. Maybe they weren't on that list. Maybe those women inside that little hearing there, maybe none of them said what needed to be said. I highly doubt it. Because when I go on here and I see all of these names, it reminds me of Bill Clinton. It's like, folks, how many times is these guys need to be told on and exposed before you're actually going to believe any of them? Especially when you even go and see the court documents, like, for example, the allegations of sexual or allegations of underage sex parties with Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Remember, Jeffrey Epstein was his best friend for 30 years. He said that. I didn't. Right. But is it not interesting that there is court documents that show the obviousness as to the guilt and who the guilty party is? And who they are. But everybody knows who's on that list. And I don't know what it is that people don't understand, but that's the reason the list isn't being released, is because his name is all over the list. Again, what is it that you don't understand? I'm scrolling right now, and I'm still scrolling on social media platforms, all of the women that have come forward. I mean, the guy tells on himself, and they still don't believe the people that are trying to tell the truth in the matter when it comes to Donald Trump. There's court documents, friends. Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump raping a 13-year-old girl. Why do you keep acting like it's not for real? It's ridiculous. Listen, I'm a public person too, but I'm not the president of the United States of America. And I understand how people throw things at you, but I'll tell you, in my position, they always accuse me of what I'm not guilty of. Okay? When it comes to the politicians, they just lie off the truth, and they do their best in the process of doing it. That's if anybody listens to them. I think the problem that they're having is the women are not shutting their mouth. That is if they're not being suicided, right? No joke. But again, why are people listening to the types
30 years ago?
These types of Mike Johnsons trying to act like Donald Trump's name's not all over it.
Against Epstein.
And the reason he's doing that is because his name's probably all over it.
20 years ago. This has gone on for a long, long time. And they shared their stories. They shared how these brave young women, Epstein and his accomplices, stole their innocence.
And his accomplices, and yet we have women. We played the audios. We played the videos for you telling the people, this is what he did to me, talking about Donald Trump. But Mike doesn't know anything about it. All the idolaters of Donald Trump, they just don't have a clue. Who could be on that list? Why isn't it being released? Well, here's another one for you. It's interesting. Donald Trump wanted to pick up the whole case with P. Diddy and basically exonerate him of all charges. Why? Because he's all over it. Go online. There's pictures of him and P. Diddy along with his wife. Same thing with Epstein. This has been going on for years and years and years. And his worshipers want to act like they just don't know what's going on. Here, what I was talking about earlier, I want to bring in full circle. The women, what they're starting to do now, they're saying, listen, we're tired of the games that these politicians are playing. Many of these politicians that are trying to stonewall or to block the release of the files, they were on them too. Okay? The women are starting to say, you know what? We're going to go ahead and publish our own Epstein list, regardless if they do it or not. See, this is where it becomes real dangerous. I'm talking about for the bad guys. Because for all of the people that are just ignoring the victims, you live in a society where you show more compassion for the offender rather than the offended. You show more compassion, as you would call it. It's perversion. It's not compassion. You're doing the devil a favor is what you're doing to your own demise. But the fact of the matter is you show more compassion for the perpetrator of the crime than the victims themselves. Ask the 80 million babies that have been murdered. And 345 million people allow it. Well, it equates very much in parallel to what we're talking about here. The survivors are going to publish their own Epstein list.
I would like to announce here today.
And I'm looking.
Us Epstein survivors.
Okay. I'm going to have to tell you what she's saying here because it's so low, friends. But she says, I'm happy to be here. This was September 3rd, 2025. And she's saying that, in essence,
We know the names.
Many of us were abused by them.
Now, together as survivors, we will confidentially.
Now, we will, as the survivors, we will bring together a list.
The names we all know.
The names that we all know.
Regularly. And who were regularly in the Epstein world. And it will be done by survivors and for survivors.
And I don't know what's up with the audio here, friends, but it just went out on us. But here it is, friends. And I don't know why that was so low. But the fact of the matter is the survivors of the Epstein list, they said that they know the names well. They're not going to sit there and allow these politicians or the mainstream media and the spin doctors and the useful idiots within the CIA's control. They're not going to allow them to continuously push this off and act like it never happened. I just want to remind everybody, love it or lump it, it doesn't matter. Donald Trump is all over these lists, and you know he's all over these lists. So quit acting otherwise. I mean, folks, do you not realize what starts at the top goes to the bottom? And if you're going to submit to that, do you understand what sort of a curse you're bringing upon your own nation? I mean, look at the increase after Bill Clinton. I remember watching back in the 90s, I remember Bill Clinton was being busted for his infidelity towards his wife, his act of adultery. And it was interesting because I told the people, if he can't be faithful to God, he can't be faithful to his country. And sure enough, we started seeing him treasonously sell off to the Chinese military secrets. That was the whole cover-up concerning his adulterated relationships. But going back to my point, I remember seeing a show where they asked the people, are you okay with Bill Clinton? I mean, the economy's really good. What do you think of him and his infidelity? What do you think about him cheating on other women? Well, the people that they had in there, they didn't really care that he was not faithful to his wife. They didn't care that he was cheating on his wife. Folks, do you not realize? Do you not realize, again, is what I just said? If they can't be faithful to God, they can't be faithful to you. No more than they're faithful to their wives. No wonder why they're committing the act of treason. Because the people are committing the act of treason towards their God. Right? And America's paying the price. It all starts at the top, goes to the bottom. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Patriot Approved presents nationally syndicated Bradley Dean, the host of the Sons of Liberty broadcast, Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m. New Hope Baptist Church, 2011 Lincoln Road, Allegan, Michigan. Bring your youth, bring your friends to listen to Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty. This is a presentation of Patriot Approved.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, 281-845-4704. Again, I know I'm dumping a lot of info on you, and I got more coming. So I named the show today, "How Do You Think They're Getting Rich?" President Harry Truman said, "You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook." Okay? You all know this. George Washington, the said first president of the United States of America, said long ago, concerning politicians, he said that few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. Hey, folks, you got to ask yourself the question, how is it that your said representatives are making, well, let's just say an average of $174,400 a year, and they're in office for 2 years, 3 years, and then before you know it, they're millionaires? How do you think they're doing that? Should we act like we don't know? Should we act like that they're continuously working for us? I mean, as a matter of fact, 268 of the 534 members are millionaires. And what's interesting is when you ask them how they became millionaires, I mean, you guys all remember the Speaker of the House, right, on the Republican Party side, right, the unconstitutional Republican Party side concerning the Uniparty, you know, what that's set up, trying to divide and conquer the American people, and there's too many people that are still playing the game to their own demise. You guys all remember him, right, Mitch McConnell? Sad, pathetic human being. Pathetic, treasonous joker. I mean, he really is. You guys all remember that, you know, that's how much money he made, $174,400 a year. And then before you knew it, he became a multimillionaire. Oh, then we found out his parents were Chinese, right? Communist Chinese, and they owned a fleet of ships. And on one of those ships called the Ping Mei, they'd actually caught one of those ships transporting over 90 pounds of cocaine. You guys remember that? Does that help you understand a little bit? I'm not being facetious. I'm just talking to people that are still brazenly ignorant. Take heed that you stand lest you fall, because you're falling big time and you think you're standing when you're not. And it infuriates me, to say the least. I mean, folks, remember Mitch McConnell called himself Mr. Anti-Drug? Yep, whatever they say, just look the other direction, Isaiah 5:20, because it's exactly what they are. I can go on. The anti-gunners, like the one in San Francisco, remember him? The anti-gunner, remember he was busted? He was an Oriental guy, and he was busted running guns and ended up in prison for 5 years. You see what I'm saying? This is what they're doing. So quit acting like they're representing our laws, because if that was the case, they would have to condemn themselves for breaking them. But what's interesting about it is when you look at these politicians, I have a whole list of them right in front of me. I mean, quote after quote from Biden talking about how money is the mother's milk of politics and how they're sold out and it's hard to resist. And I mean, again, the list goes on. Jim Hightower, Russ Fenhold, Ted Cruz. He's a clown. If you've ever seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, he is the Silver Knight. He is an arrogant. I would love to get him on the show. And just in an elementary way, take his lumpy backside and hand it to him right in front of everybody. Because what he talks about, he doesn't know what he's talking about. It's unconstitutional nonsense is what he's doing. We have Rob Schaaf, James Tierney, Mark Hanna. Franklin D. Roosevelt admitted the fact that you can't be in politics and be rich without being a crook. Isn't that amazing? And we know it. Here, let me just give you a couple quotes here real quick, just so you can see what I'm talking about or hear what I'm talking about. Ted Cruz said lobbyists and career politicians today make up of what I call the Washington cartel. How come nobody's been prosecuted, Teddy? They on a daily basis are conspiring against the American people. Career politicians, ears and wallets are open to the highest bidder. How come nobody's been prosecuted. We call the guys like Ted Cruz and Trey Gowdy and Senator Cotton and all these other, Daryl Issa, Jason Chaffetz. That's why we call them the American appeasers, because that's what they are. They're bad actors, just like Ted Cruz. There's no justice. No. They're getting rich off of the lack of justice, which should come from the American people holding them accountable. Isaiah 59:14. Read it when you get a moment. Here's another one. There are two things that are important in politics. The first is money, and I can't remember what the second one is. The joke's on you, America, because they're getting rich off of stealing your money and taking money from special interest groups. Mark Hanna said that. Russ Fenhold, he said, people tell me all the time our politics in Washington are broken and that multimillionaires, billionaires, and big corporations are calling the shots. He said it's not hard to agree. Well, you know, again, just like Edmund Burke said, they'll always do whatever the people let them get away with, You guys, you don't want to add insult to injury? Maybe this explains to the American people why the most hated politicians in America are getting rich. Because, again, they're not working for the American people. Here, I want to show you something really quick. You guys seen how Time Magazine, or was it not Time, but People. Here, I want to just go to it because I need to confirm it on air. Ilhan Omar and Influential 100. That's the headline I know of. And she was Times. Yeah, I was right. Times first woman leaders, they call them. How many acts of treason has this woman, this devil? She is a devil. Don't get me wrong. How many times has she been busted committing the act of treason against you, America? You guys understand that she did marry her brother to get into America, right? I'm sorry, to get her brother in. You also know that she wanted insurance policies for those that were in the 5th District. The FBI has named her district the highest recruiting center for ISIS members in the United States. That's what the FBI told us. How come nobody's been prosecuted? Isn't that amazing? Because you think that they're there to serve you and to protect you. That's not what's going on. This is the same one that talks about overthrowing our government. And yet she's promoted by the mainstream media. They're appointed to do what they're doing by the hand of God in judgment. You guys all know who she is. She's hated. You know, as a matter of fact, she just got busted a couple months back. I think it was about 6 months to a year ago, where she was busted talking about her president from Somalia. Of course, if you look at her head wrap, her hijab, she's not here to assimilate. And first and foremost, what the American people should be asking is, why is it she's receiving all this favor and protection in spite of all of her crimes being committed against the people? And it's not just Minnesota, it's nationwide. She's playing a dangerous game, no question about it. But, you know, most recently, little devil Ilhan Omar, absolute clown. I got enough time to tell. Oh, no, I don't. Yeah, I do. I went to St. Cloud. I brought my kids. She was there as one of the speakers. And when we got there, there was probably a whole lot of about 50 people. 30 of them were Muslims. The other ones were sodomites that put her into position, playing the same game methodically. What was interesting is everybody talked except her. And then when she was asked the question, dumb as a rock. And that's not name calling. It's true. She was dumb as a rock. She still is dumb as a rock. She's a little parrot doing what she's told to do. Did you know that Ilhan Omar just started to... She's going after gun rights now in the state of Minnesota, which she has no right to do. You see what's happening? The Lord's not slack to repay them to their face that hate him. But what you need to understand is Ilhan Omar is talking down on millionaires when in fact they just found out that her net worth is $30 million. $30 million. Hey, got a question for all my viewers. How long are you going to keep allowing Rumble to censor this channel? How long are you going to keep allowing YouTube to censor channels that are trying to tell you the truth of the matter? How long are you going to let Facebook continuously suppress and censor free speech? Because this is what they're trying to shield you from? While they're propping up the bad guys to enslave you, as you're being sold out to your enemies, I'm just asking everybody that listens to me all day long, how long are you going to allow them to keep doing what they're doing? Because there's enough people listening right now to put a stop to it. How long are you going to allow this to go on in your country? Ilhan Omar, somehow or another, has accumulated over $30 million. I didn't say it. Alpha News did. How is that? Where do you think she's getting that money? Maybe from the $250 million scandal that she was just implicated in concerning feeding the children along with 46 other Muslims? How long are you going to keep it allowing to go on here, Americans?